Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, May the 28th, and the whole week ahead. Yesterday, Mars moved back into Scorpio, and that's big news for you because between now and August, there's so many great things that you can do with your creative side, with your love life, your sexual desires. Most importantly, it's about your heart. It's about finding your heart and pursuing your heart's desire. And all kinds of wonderful opportunities will come up between now and August where you can do just that. Here's your Sunday stars. Well, the moon's in your sign and there's a whole heap of aspects, but not really any of them are that bright and positive. So protect your emotions and feelings. You're a Piscean, you know, and the problem with being a Piscean at times is your moods and emotions can be all over the place. It's one of those very fluid days. So one minute you're up, the next minute you're down. And my advice to you is just take some shelter, some refuge from the harsh realities of life. Here's your Monday stars. Great day for decision making and choices. It's excellent for you to start putting your head around your future. Where are you going to go from here? Good for dealing with friends, not just on a friendship level, but going after the same things, working as a pack, working together to get what you want. And also with Mercury involved, clear thinking and good thought processes. Here's your Tuesday stars. The moon is now in Aries, and for you this means it's finances and money, and what a fine day it is. So are there things that you need to ask questions and get the answers? Well, yes, and go for it. Get on the phone, send emails, snail mail, doesn't really matter. But whatever you do which has a financial mix towards it, then go after it now because you'll get the answers you need and the advice that you require. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now, yesterday things were going so well when it comes to money and finance, and yet today it could fall flat on its face. Moon Uranus says don't do anything random or silly or impetuous when it comes to cash. Don't be rash with your cash today. And the connection with Pluto is be very, very careful that someone isn't using you. Especially someone near and dear who you thought better of, but in a kind of way they're playing on your mind, playing on your emotions. But don't let it result in you giving too much away. Here's your Thursday stars. It's such a difficult aspect. Potentially it is so difficult because the Sun squares Neptune, and that is the Sun in Gemini in your fourth house squaring Neptune in your first. Read about it in my You Can Change Your Life book because it is so necessary for you to be absolutely rock solid and sure of what you're entering into and what you're doing. The problem with this aspect is it's full of fantasy, escapism and self-deception. And if you fall for any of them, you'll fall flat on your face. Here's your Friday stars. Well, the Sun opposes Saturn. In many ways, probably better than yesterday's Sun square Neptune. But the biggest confrontation you'll have now, or issues, will be within a relationship. And stick Venus squaring Jupiter on the other side, which is the complete opposite, and it means you get completely carried away. And so your life is out of balance, and the things that can affect the most negatively are your relationships and your finances. Do you really want that hassle? No? Then get real.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.